Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says she's overhauling America's foreign assistance programs to bring them in line with the Bush administration's push to spread democracy. It's something she's calling transformational diplomacy. Rice has named the Bush administration's HIV/AIDS coordinator to lead the U.S. Agency for International Development. Randall Tobias will also have the new title of Director for Foreign Assistance. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has the story.
When Secretary Rice took office last year, she tried to find out just how much money the U.S. government was spending on promoting democracy around the world, which President Bush had declared a priority. She was frustrated to learn it was not such an easy question to answer. Budgets were fragmented across the State Department and the U.S. Agency for International Development. So she and her aide spent a year trying to come up with reforms, a quest that led to today's announcement of a more powerful aid coordinator who will report directly to the secretary.
The current structure of America's foreign assistance risks incoherent policies and ineffective programs and perhaps even wasted resources. We can do better and we must do better.
Her aides say the new director for foreign assistance will have authority over an estimated $19 billion, though officials say USAID will remain independent. Today's move does bring the agency even closer to the State Department. Randall Tobias, if confirmed, would have a rank similar to that of a deputy secretary of state. This partial merger has some experts worried. A former Treasury Department official, Steve Radelet, now with the Center for Global Development, fears traditional development assistance and poverty reduction programs could fall victim to politics.
The countries that rise to the top of our political radar screen change over time, and I think there's a danger that with the funds being allocated by the State Department, money will be shifted away from long-term development programs in favor of meeting these shorter-term political goals.
Radelet said he was struck by the fact that Secretary Rice did not talk about poverty reduction and other more traditional goals of U.S. foreign assistance. Instead, she focused on promoting good governance and preventing failed states, which could become security threats. Randall Tobias, a former pharmaceutical executive, said if confirmed, he plans to conduct a country-by-country review of U.S. assistance programs to make sure all of these goals are met.
The goals of the United States to promote democracy and good governance are not distinct from the moral obligations that we strongly embrace. Rather, the new leadership structure that the Secretary has announced today recognizes those links.
This was the second day in a row that Secretary Rice announced management changes in a bid to promote her idea of transformational diplomacy. Yesterday, she said she would begin moving American diplomats from Europe to emerging powers and countries in transition in Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. And she said she's planning to open more one-person missions to boost America's presence outside country capitals.
There are nearly 200 cities worldwide with over 1 million people in which the United States has no formal diplomatic presence. This is where the action is today, and this is where we must be.
Some Foreign Service officers are having their assignments changed on them this year, and Rice is also insisting that diplomats serve in a hardship post and learn at least 2 foreign languages if they want to rise through the ranks. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.